السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرة مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Monday morning, the 10th of February 2025, corresponding with the 11th of Shaban 1446. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, may Allah Ta'ala grant you and Apa Afiyat and good health. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم مولانا سليم كريم. آمين to all the wonderful du'as and supplications. جزاك الله خيرا to our technicians, brother Junaid Khan and brother Dawood Monley. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 11th of Sha'ban Mubarak in Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Munawwara, Masjid al-Aqsa, Palestine, South Africa, Botswana, and majority of the countries of the world. Alhamdulillah for that. And today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 43, Surah Zukhruf, which means gold and shining, glittering, and verses 16, 17, and 18. In our previous lesson, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informed us that these mushrikeen, these idol worshippers and polytheists, especially in Makkah Mukarrama and surrounding, would say that the angels are, you know, the daughters of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, Allah forbid. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is Lam Yalid Walam Yulad Walam Yakullahu Kufuwan Ahad. He's not the father of anyone, he's not the child of anyone, he does not have any partners, any associates. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدْ. There's none equal to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in any aspect, in any respect. So therefore, we need to be very, very clear. So Almighty Allah is refuting them and rejecting what they said and showing them how foolish their arguments are and their belief structures are. Chapter 43, verse number 16. Amit takhada mimma yakhluqu banat. What he, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, has taken daughters, there to be his daughter, taken daughters, meaning the angels as his daughters. What he created and he took them as daughters. So you must remember that. Wa asfakum bil banin. So for himself he chose daughters, and for you he chose sons. So you see the foolishness of that argument. So nor does he have sons. So like how the Christians say that Jesus the Son of God, so that also is rejected. And he has no daughters and no parents and no siblings and brothers and sisters, nothing like that. Remember that. So therefore, what you are saying, O Christians, what you are saying, O mushrikeen, idol worshippers, all that is rejected with the contempt it deserves. Now the same mushrikeen and polytheists, وَإِذَا بُشِّرَ أَحَدُهُمْ, when the news is given to them, bushira normally refers to good news, glad tidings. When any one of them is given the news, good news, bima ضَرَبَ لِلْرَحْمَانِ مَثَلًا, what they are associating to Almighty Allah, what examples they're giving to Allah, they say that Allah Ta'ala has taken the angels as his daughters, Allah forbid, But when their wives give birth to a daughter or daughters, ظَلَّ وَجْهُهُ مُسْوَدًّا, then his face becomes very, very dark, وَهُوَ قَظِيمٌ, and he's filled with anger and rage and fury. See how Almighty Allah Jalla Wala describes it yet. In another verse, Al-Qur'an yufassiru ba'dahu ba'da, the Qur'an Sharif, remember, explains and expands on certain verses in yet other places. So that is why to understand the Qur'an, you can't just look at one verse and start jumping and going to jumping to conclusions. Chapter 16, Surah Nahl, verses 58-59. So Almighty Allah states, وَإِذَا بُشِّرَ أَحَدُهُمْ بِالْأُنْثَى, when they are given the glad tidings, their wife gave birth to a baby girl, ظَلَّ وَجْهُهُ مُسْوَدًّا, his face becomes dark, no sign of happiness and joy because of the bundle of joy that they've come, وَهُوَ قَذِيمٌ, and filled with anger, rage and fury, يَتَوَارَى مِنَ الْقَوْمِ, he will hide away from the people and the masses, مِنْ سُوءِ مَا بُشِّرَ بِهِ, because of the evil news that has been given to him. أَيُمْسِكُهُ عَلَى هُنٍ, must he keep this daughter based on humiliation and disgrace? أَمْ يَدُسُّهُ فِي التُّرَابِ, or after she grows up, then he will go and dig up that hole and then bury her alive. In Islam, feticide is haram. Infanticide is haram. I'll go to India, go to other countries and see that the lady goes for a test by the gynecologist and she is told after 6 months, 7 months, whatever, that now you are going to give birth to a baby girl, and then she commits abortion and then she commits feticide. That is murder. You are a murderess, oh sister. How many abortions that you have? And infanticide is haram, that the baby is born and then because there are certain abnormalities or certain special needs child, they go and bury the child alive, or it is a baby girl. أَمْ يَدُسُّهُ فِي التُّرَابِ, or they push the girl right into the sand. Allah, behold, سَاءَ مَا يَحْكُمُونَ, how horrible, terrible is the verdict that they pass, that the sons they keep alive and daughters they bury them alive. Chapter 16, and that is Surah Nahl, the bee. Now, verses 58 and 59, and that is called Wa'ad. Tomorrow on the day of justice, my sister, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will let the child speak, who you committed infanticide and you allowed abortion to take place, or you let infanticide take place, the baby was born and then you buried that baby girl alive. Allah will say, وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ, Wa'ad. Wa'ad means to bury the baby alive. So then Quran Kareem teaches us, وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ, and then that baby will be asked the question, why were you killed and murdered? So what answer will you give? Chapter number 81 and verses 8 and 9, Surah Takwir, Surah Idha Shamsu Kuwirat, chapter 81, verses 8 and 9. So here we see Allah is speaking about the same thing. ظَلَّ وَجُهُ مُسْوَدَّ وَوَ كَذِيمٌ, Almighty Allah draws a comparison between a baby girl, baby daughter and a baby boy, and speaks about normally what happens. Means Hamza istifham. Almighty Allah is posing a question, an interrogative. So Hamza for interrogative, a question. Awa may yunashya'u fil hilya. What? That person. Person here means the girl, the baby daughter. So the one who is growing up, yunashya'u, she is developing, growing up, fil hilya, in adornment with jewelry and so forth. You know girls from a very young age, they like to put makeup, they like to put, ornaments, they are bangles and necklaces and lockets and what have you. So the lady lady, the baby girl, their habit and nature is such. They grow up with these ornaments and jewelry and so forth. And the boy, a normal boy, will not do that. Yes, unless he's a little bit sick and transgender type of people. Or the parents also are sick in their brains. Then they will tell their son that he must wear bangles and wear necklace and so forth. But normally, you won't find that in boys. So Allah Ta'ala is saying that the girls, they love these type of things, that ornaments and jewelry and what, from a very young age also. Wahuwa, and the same person, fil khisami ghayru mubin, when they come into a dispute, when they come into a quarrel, then they cannot express themselves very well and eloquently and fluently compared to a male. Just look at America, Trump trumpeting away the harami. He never beat a male any time in elections. In 2016, you must remember, he beat crooked Hillary Clinton. And now he beat, you understand, Kamala Harris and so forth last year. So that is what we see. You must remember that. So the man, he will have more charisma. He will have more argument. People will have more confidence in him and so forth compared to a female. Therefore, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Bukhari Sharif, لَيْ يُفْلِحَ قَوْمٌ وَلَّوْ أَمْرَهُمْ إِمْرَأَ, that nation will never prosper and be successful in the long term when they hand over their matters and their affairs to a female, make her president, prime minister, and so forth and so on. So therefore, to say that Almighty Allah took the angels as his daughters is totally rejected. And for the Christians to say Jesus is the only son or the son of God, S-O-N, so all that rejected with the contempt it deserves. We as Muslims have the best belief, and therefore we are prepared to share it with the rest because we have the best, and we don't have to apologize to anybody. We don't have to compromise on what Islam has taught us. That is the beauty. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala grant us the true understanding of our deen, our religion of Islam. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 11th of Sha'ban, 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, we present to you today's news, views, and interviews locally, nationally, internationally, and globally. Elon Musk will save America millions and millions of dollars. That is what Trump says. You watch, inshallah, what I'm telling you today. Inshallah, Trump will not complete the 4 years. Either he will be assassinated, either he'll be impeached, or either he will die, or something will happen, inshallah. He and Elon Musk is not even elected. He was born in South Africa. His parents came from Germany during apartheid, and they loved South Africa and apartheid, and they made their millions. And now you must remember Trump, the fool and idiot. His mother said he is an idiot, and she said, I hope he never ever goes into politics, and because he's got no brains really. But you see what has happened. Palestinians have returned, 700,000 of them, to northern Gaza. Again, Netanyahu and his army, the war criminals, remember that Almighty Allah has humiliated and disgraced them. That they went, and the corridor they had there, where they divided and they made and separated parts of northern Gaza, all that is removed now, and our Palestinian brothers, sisters, children are back. 60% plus, almost 2/3 of the buildings, remember, damaged and destroyed. That is what Israel does, because they are swines and pigs and they are monkeys, according to the Quran Sharif. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us in chapter 5, verse number 60, وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرَ. The only people on the face of this earth that Almighty Allah says a complete metamorphosis took place, a complete change took place from human beings into swines and monkeys, because they made a mockery of the Sabbath and the law. No fishing on Saturday. They made pathways and they said, we didn't fish. The fish decided to visit us on the Saturday and so forth. So that is how Almighty Allah will continue punishing them right till the day of justice. Quran Kareem says, chapter 7, verse 167, لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. Allah Jalla Wala will continuously punish them till the day of justice. We must remember that. Two Palestinians killed by the Jutlas, the IDF, the Israeli Defense Force, Diaper Force. China, anybody causes harm to America, Israel, Muslim, non-Muslim, atheist, communist, whatever, Shia, Kafir, whatever, we will support them. China imposes 15%, 15% tax on America, on their vehicles and what have you. So it will be not a win-win situation. It will be that America will be losing more. Very good. We stand with China on that issue. U.S., now the American politicians trumpeting away. They say to transfer the people from Gaza to the neighboring countries is humane. So if it's so humane, why you don't take them there to Alaska, take them to Greenland, take them to Europe from where they came from? Give them the land back which the Israelis, the murderers and the terrorists, the occupiers are occupying, and tell Israel Jutlas to get out from that occupied territory. And that is their imperialism, and that is how they are crooks of the biggest category and the worst crooks on this earth. To occupy somebody's land is terrorism. So you must remember, Israel prevents aid. What they agreed on, 600 trucks must go in minimum. They're not even allowing that. Maybe quarter, half of it is going on. The president of Israel, the Harami Herzog, says Hamas must not be allowed to run Gaza and rule Gaza. Who the hell are you to say that? You must remember who must run Gaza. One side you say Israel is the only democracy in the Middle East, but you want to dictate. We say one settler, one bullet. So any Jutla they put away there, because you all are settlers. You can ask Gideon Levy. That's what he said, and that's what he wrote also. Since Trump came in, you must remember, four planes have crashed already. The latest one in Alaska, and all of them dead, and who are non-Muslims, dispatched straight to Jahannam. So that is every week something is happening there. So Allah Ta'ala's wrath, anger coming on Trump and his team, because he is the tinpot dictator. He thinks he can just pass some executive order and things will happen. You are not, remember, the one who makes things happen. It is Allah Jalla Wala, not your degrees, O human being, but the decree of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. He alone is fa'alul lima yurid. The German police break up, you must remember, a pro-Palestinian march. So now with your foolish policies, you're making the people, the public and so forth, 80%, 90% pro-Palestine, free Palestina from the river to the sea. And that is what will happen, whether America likes it or not, whether Musk likes it, or whether Trump trumpeting away, it will happen. Cold weather hits most parts of the Arab countries. You know, there it is winter, and here by us it's summer. And if you go there, you know, to Botswana, Gaborones and so forth, daytime is 37, 38 degrees. You boil there, I'm telling you. Very, very hot, mashallah. Nighttime also, you need the aircon and so forth and so on. Trump says that Biden, Bojo genocide Biden, is an embarrassment to U.S. And he removed his security also. He removed Blinken's security also. Very good. Let them fight among themselves. Sri Lanka, big problem there. no power nationwide. Whole country was plunged into darkness. Can you imagine that? Trump to sanction the ICC prosecutor as well. One is to sanction ICC. One is to sanction the prosecutor, Karim Khan and so forth, to go against 124 countries. And then they will tell you that they are practicing democracy, human rights, and that all big crooks. You must remember that Netanyahu and his defense minister and other ministers are all war criminals, guilty of genocide and ethnic cleansing and crimes against humanity, baby killers and baby murderers. Spain, thousands of people march against the cost of living, inflation, and so forth. Let's come to South Africa. There's a big match going on, South Africa versus US. Trump says, I am going to remove aid for South Africa because you all are confiscating the land of the whites, especially the Afrikaners. And the Afrikaners are welcome to apply for refugee status and come to America. So you see, Cyril fought back and say, we never confiscated. And if we confiscate, it will be a proper procedure. We have to rectify the wrongs of the past. What you did in America, you murdered thousands and thousands of Indians and red Indians, and you stole everything of theirs. So shouldn't you be giving it back to them, you haramis? The whites in South Africa say, we love South Africa. We don't like ANC, but we're not going to US or anywhere else. And then the Muslim boy who was, you understand, assaulted there in the school, racial tension, and then he passed away. He was buried yesterday. And then we find that, you know, last night was good rain. Yeah, in Lanesha, mashallah, it cooled everything down after Isha. And I must thank all the brothers, sisters, children there in Botswana, in Gabs, Gaborones, Khabaroni, as they pronounce it there, and then Lobatsi, and then mashallah, there, mashallah, in Kanye. And I must thank Haji Muhammad Rafiq, and I must thank our host there in, you understand, Lobatsi, and that is Hafiz Ayub. So you must, Hafiz Salim, rather, Hafiz Salim Akub, and his son Hamza, and there, mashallah, in Kanye. So our Maulana Junaid, you know, mashallah, and you know that our host Ibrahim Desai. So all of them gave us a wonderful time. I must thank my Rafiq Safar, my companion as well, and that is Haji Suleiman Yaqub of Rustenburg. Allah Jalla Wala reward him, reward his family. And remember today's program, 8:30 to 9 on Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. You can hear the interview of Mona Zaid. He'll interview me. Our topic today will be preparation for the big night, Laylatul Jumu'ah, Laylatul Nisfi min Sha'ban, Laylatul Bara'ah. So all these will be there. Is Nurun ala Nur. The Thursday night, and that is the night of Friday Islamically. It is the 15th night of Sha'ban. And we, the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, all agree that it is an auspicious night, a big night. And what things should we be doing and preparing from now? And inshallah, Wednesday night we will be there, this Wednesday night in Vellum, Thursday night there in Mountain Rise, and then Jummah Masjid Salihin, and inshallah Friday night we will be there in Avondale. And the Capital Group, Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and his team, will prepare for you a wonderful iftar. So you come there, the man, and inshallah, you know, it will be laid out, and they do their duty with beauty, and the lecture all after Maghrib, inshallah. And then Saturday night, a special program for the Imams and Huffaz and the Hafiz and the public also, mashallah, regarding Taraweeh and related issues. So inshallah, then 1 to 2 Tafsir of the Noble Quran, and 2 to 2:30 the Report Back program, and that is our trip to Botswana, inshallah. Then tonight, Monday night, 8 to 10 live on Radio Ansar International, Sirius FM, and Markaz Sahaba, the Q&A. So make dua to Almighty Allah. Allahumma barik lana fi Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan and the hadith is mentioned in Mishkat Sharif. Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan wa sallim Ramadan lana wa sallimhu lana mutakabbala. The hadith in Tabarani and Kanzul Ummal. Malana, we have about 20 minutes, so let's fire up inshallah with the Q&A.
We have a question from a non-Muslim brother. Dear Mufti A.K. Hussein, apologize for writing at this time. Trust you are well doing. I'm a non-Muslim. Kindly please advise on what can be recited for permanently removing people a constant obstacles. Thank you always. Truly, KH.
Thank you, Mr. KH, that we really appreciate your questions. Any non-Muslim, you want to ask questions, feel free. There is no censorship. Anything you want to ask about Islam, I am not here to defend Muslims. I am here to defend Islam. I am here to propagate and teach you the true Islam, not what you see on your TV and so forth, that Muslims are trigger happy and they are terrorists and so forth. So that is the bogeyman for their own failures. You just have to look at the news. You saw how Hamas released the three people and are they in good condition, and you look at the 183 people that the terrorists and the murderers and baby killers, how they released them. So many of them had to go to hospital. Majority of them, all of them tortured, persecuted, sexually molested in one way or the other. So all this is the history of Judaism of today. How did they been hijacked by Zionists? And remember that Judaism teaches you this. Go and read Talmud and so forth. The life of a Gentile non-Jew and the life of a Muslim and a Jew can never be the same. We are all Gentiles who are non-Jew. So we are appreciated. Thank you very much. Contact us, you non-Muslims, Muslims, 084-786-3132. You're beyond the borders of South Africa, +27 84 786 3132, and just WhatsApp your question. Remember, KISS, keep it short and sweet, and inshallah we will answer your question. So you, my brother K, that people are troubling you, they're obstacles for you and so forth, so what must you do? So write down this. I give you the references. Obviously you don't know Arabic, but you read the translation and then you beg Almighty Allah alone, the one and only, and Almighty Allah will solve your problems and remove all the difficulties. Number one, read chapter 29, verse 30, the spider. Rabbin surni alal qawmi al-mufsideen. O Allah, Jalla wa Ala, you assist me against the mischief makers, troublemakers. Nabi Lut alayhi salatu salam, Lot, L-O-T, his name, nami, isme grami, mention 27 times in the noble Quran, Nabi Lut alayhi salam. He prayed and made dua against the homosexuals, the gay brigade. Allah Jalla wa Ala decimated, destroyed them. Ijazul Quran, they are the people. Allah left the nishani, the remnants and the relics. And you find, faja'alna aliyaha safilaha, the lowest portion on earth as far as altitude goes, the Dead Sea. We've been there five times with Allah's help. So we should take ibrah and lesson for this. So anybody troubling you, Muslim, non-Muslim, so always read chapter 29, verse 30. Always read chapter 40, Surah Mu'min, and verse 44, وَأُفَوِّدُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. I hand over my matters and affairs to you, O Almighty Allah. You are the one, you are all observing over the servants. And then Allah says in chapter 40, verse 45, Allah will protect you from the evil of those who are plotting, scheming against you. فَوَقَاهُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِ مَا مَكَرُوا. And then read Surah chapter 54, verse 10. Sometimes so many people, organizations, politicians are plotting, planning, scheming against you. But as a Muslim, we never ever lose hope. hope. Our conviction and belief is Allah Jalla Wala is Qawiyun Aziz, all powerful, almighty. So we turn more and more to Allah. Noah, Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu salam, turned to Almighty Allah and cried to him 43 times. His Dame Nami Isme Grami mentioned in the Noble Quran. Fada'a Rabbahu Anni Mahlubun Fantasir. Ya Allah, I'm overwhelmed, overpowered. You defend me, you assist me. So read that, my brother, and Almighty Allah will remove the obstacles and impediments, inshallah.
There's a question, is beer napak and impure?
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala tells us in the Noble Quran, إِنَّمَا الْخَمْرُ وَالْمَيْسِرُ وَالْأَنْصَابُ وَالْأَزْلَامُ رِجْسٌ مِّنْ أَمَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ فَاجْتَنِبُوهُ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. So you must remember, we the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we believe 100%, you must remember, beer, alcohol, all this are rich, and it is napak and najis and impure. Therefore, in the plain, like now we flew, you must remember, my brother Suleiman Yaqub and myself, that we flew from Johannesburg to Khabaroni on Wednesday, and yesterday with Allah's help and Allah's mercy we came back safely. So going time we had two seats per person, and yesterday I told that person there, I'm so tall, give us that exit, no seats. So they gave us that wonderful seats. So remember, then when they come, then they want to serve alcohol. Now imagine you sitting next to a non-Muslim, he or she then orders alcohol. So I try my best to stay away far, so that even the droplets and the splashes must not come upon us. And that is the Muslim chapter 5 verse number 90. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala says ritsun, it is napak, it is impure, min amali shaitan, it is the handiwork of Satan Lucifer. Fajtanibu, you must abstain from it. La'allakum tuflihun, so that you are prosperous and successful. Chapter 5, verse 90. You know, when I was growing up, I told you on several occasions, I was born in Heidelberg, Transvaal, Gauteng, and I grew up in an African township. Our shop in front and our house at the back, you know. So the Africans, many of them, they used to drink the chuala, the home brew, the homemade beer. So my parents would tell me, when you see that, you know, that bottle of theirs, so made of cardboard or glass or whatever, plastic or whatever, you don't even go near it and don't even kick it, because then the splashes will come on your shoes or on your sandals, on your body, on your clothing. From that very young, tender age, they already taught us how to hate and despise all these haram things. But today, this Ummah, in the holiest places you will find, that in Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara, they're selling beer, and they tell you it's non-alcoholic beer. So imagine this thing, slowly, they will bring all these haram things, as they have sadamas in Medina, and now in Makkah, and so forth and so on. Therefore, we say that the Saudi regime of today are kuffar, and Allah must guide them, and if there's no guidance for them, Allah must decimate, destroy them. Allahumma ahlikhum, Allahumma ahlik Ali Saud, kama ahlakta Adaw wa Thamud. So that is our dua for them, first for hidayat, and if there's no guidance, hidayat for them, Allah decimate, destroy them.
Mufti Saab, I would like to ask if a baby who is fully breastfeeding, is the urine of that baby napak?
If a baby, remember, is 3 months old, 6 months old, 1 year old, and not taking any solids, only liquid and milk, the mother's milk, for example, and so forth, and that baby vomits, or that baby urinates, or that baby defecates, and so forth and so on, all that is napak, is najis, is impure. So that baby vomited on you, urinated on you, your clothes, your body got napak, so you you have to change it or you have to wash it and so forth and so on. You can't be reading Salat and Namaz with those clothes there. So we must be very, very clear on that. Urine of anybody, male, female, adult and child and baby, all najis and all impure and napak.
If a nikah is performed and there is no contact between all boy and girl, then can the walima take place after a month only when the boy and girl meet?
Normally you will have a situation like that. For example, the boy is in South Africa, the girl is in Botswana, or there, you must remember, in Hong Kong, or Haman's Kraal, or wherever, and now there's no contact. Nikah took place, but there's no physical contact between husband and wife. They just speak to one another by phone, send WhatsApp, and so forth, and so on. Then after 1 week, or 1 month, or so, then they make rukhsati, 2 months, 3 months, now the girl leaves her parental home, and comes to stay here by the husband, and then they, after meeting khalwa, and remember they went into privacy, either they went to privacy or they spent the night together, and thereafter, after 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, now they made physical contact for the first time, and then they have walima. So yes, that will be permissible, because remember, walima will be after physical contact. So that is what we should understand. It's not necessary that before walima, the marriage must be consummated. That is our Lal Kitab story. Our people brought from Saharanpur, Palanpur, Mirzapur, Kolwatpur, Dabelpur. So that is an Indian fairy tale. Remember that. There must just be physical contact and, you know, in a khalwa, privacy and so forth. So that is sufficient. And the next day or the same day also, you have walima. So that will be acceptable.
Mufti Sahib, music is haram, but if a person listens to Islamic music, like Mahir Zain, Islamic music, is it halal?
So remember, those people whose names have been mentioned and so forth, the aim is just to make money. So they are catering, let's call them, you know, the political terms, for the progressive Muslims, inverted commas. So progressive Muslims, they will have music, dum dum dum, and all that, guitar, piano and drums, and Allah alone knows what. For the conservative Muslims, they will remove the music and they'll just have the lyrics and the wording and so forth. All haram, income haram, to go there haram, participate there haram, everything haram, from A to Z. When I met Sheikh Nasruddin Albani rahimahullah in Amman, there in Jordan, in 1998 1999, he passed away rahimahullah. So I told him, Sheikh, I have $1,000 in my pocket, but I don't want to spend. You must give me kitabs. He was very ill, but he started laughing, smiling, you know, with his green kurta, and he had a topi on, nice big beard and so forth. So he told the khadim, the worker, to give him this. So they gave me 3 kitabs with Allah's help, Allah's mercy. All of you ulama, scholars, people who know Arabic, read this book, a masterpiece. Tahreemu alati turb, where musical instruments are haram and there's no place in Islam. And then they gave me Al-Adab al-Mufrad, Sahihu al-Adab al-Mufrad, and Da'ifu al-Adab al-Mufrad. The work of Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah, he divided into the two, the Sahih and authentic, and the weak and so forth. So till today I have it, and I treasure it very good. Allah Ta'ala grant all of them Jannat al-Firdaus, who have passed away with Iman and Islam. So that is one. Two, Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib, rahimahullah, who passed away on the 10th of Shawwal, 1976. Remember, he wrote a book, Islam or Musiki, Islam and Music in Urdu. So that book also a masterpiece. And those of you ulama who want more of Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib's book on this topic, go read Ahkamul Quran, and you will find وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْتَرِي لَهُوَ الْحَدِيثِ. So there, Hazrat Tanwi Nawwara Allah Marqadahu got 5-6 students of his, and told them, this portion to this portion, write the ahkam, the laws of the Quran Sharif, in the Arabic language. So I have that as well of Mufti Shafi Muftis Saab. So that's in Arabic, according to the four schools, is haram and not permissible. And in English language, the best one is Slippery Stone by Khalid Beg, B-A-I-G, Slippery Stone, go read it. So all this, you must remember, is all haram, and to buy it, to sell it, to listen to it, all haram, and the income also is haram.
Mufti Saab, is it true that Qiyamah is close by?
100% Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, "Ana wa sa'a kahatain," I and the day of justice are like this. And the Master alayhi salatu salam took his yadihi al-sharifa, his honorable right hand, and then explained to the ummah, you see the index finger and the middle finger, how close they are to one another, like that me and the day of justice. So certain signs of qiyama are ba'ida, so long time ago. Then they are wusta, then the middle ones, then qariba, the ones that are very near. So we are living in that time. So already artificial intelligence, AI, so that is the Dajjal. And you must remember, Trump is a Dajjal, the small Dajjals. Hadith in Abu Dawood that there will be 30 Dajjal and deceivers, and they will come before the big Dajjal. You see, so much zina, fornication, adultery, gay business, so much jahalat, ignorance. You see, kathratul khumur, how people take and drink the alcohol and intoxicants. So many signs are there already. So the major ones will come out anytime. Most probably in our lifetime, if we live for another 10, 20, 30, 50, 70, 100 years, then you will see it also. Allah knows best. Innahum yaraunahu ba'ida wa narahu qariba. They think that Qiyamah is very, very far, but we say it's very near. O Muslim, read with me chapter 3, Surah Al-Imran, verse 194. Wa la tukhzina yawm al-qiyamah. O beloved Allah, do not disgrace us on the day of justice. And remember, always read the dua. Chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 101, Tawaffani Muslima wa alhiqni bis-salihin, which is the greatest bounty Allah has conferred upon anybody. Most Muslims will say the wealth of Iman and Islam. It is right 90%, but not 100%. You must add one more point: to live with Iman and Islam and to die with Iman and Islam. That is the greatest gift which all Almighty Allah has blessed us with. So inshallah, we all know death is inevitable, but we keep on reading now. And on the night of 15 Shaban in Ramadan, Tawaffani Muslima wa alhiqni bis-salihin, let me pass away with perfect Iman Islam, and unite me with a devout and pious Muslims. Bi fadlika wa rahmatika wa judika wa karamika ya arhamar rahimin, with your grace, mercy and benevolence.
So we'll take the last question. Is it okay to fast only on Friday, the 15th of Shaban?
My program Wednesday this week will be in Vellum, inshallah, Mauna Abid, Mauna Wahid, Quwwatul Islam Masjid. Thursday, Mountain Rise, Mauna Suleiman Bamji, Mauna Abdul Aziz Ahmad. And then Friday, we will have their Fajr time race stop, and inshallah, Jummah Salihin. And then we will come there. Myself, I will only fast Friday this time, because I'm traveling and so forth and so on. And then we'll make iftar day, inshallah, at Avondale, and then we just, so yes, it's permissible, no problem with that. You know, in English you say good, better, best. You know, Ma Salim, this, I don't know if it happened to you, but it happened to me. So when we were in school, now the teacher teaches big, bigger, bigger, small, smaller, smallest. So you must remember, so what they say, good, then we shout, good, gooder, goodest. No, good, gooder, goodest business, good, better, best. You must remember. remember that. You know, your children. So that is how you enjoy, you know. So anyway, so good, you fast only on Friday. You fast Thursday and Friday, better. And best of the best, you fast this week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. That is Sunnatun Nabawiyah. May Almighty Allah grant us tawfiq to fast 3 days, 2 days, 1 day. And then we cry, we beg, we petition Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, chapter 2, verse 127. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka anta sami'ul alim. Ya Allah, hum to gunegar hai. We are sinners, we are transgressors, but we have some broken actions, humble deeds out of your benevolence, grace and mercy. Ya Allah, accept it. You are all hearing and all knowing. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Barakallahu feek, Maulana Salim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.